The Stamp Trade, The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. A discussion of where the stamp hobby is today inevitably leads to buying and selling, but there's another way to get or dispose of stamps, trading. It may sound like something only children do, but it's not. Many adults do it too. Most stamp club meetings allow some time for those attending to trade, and if it's not on the agenda, it happens anyway, before or after the meetings. It's only natural that if you have an extra copy of the Jubilation T. Cornpone stamp and need a J. Fred Muggs stamp, and your friend has an extra Muggs but needs Cornpone, you'll swap them. There's also stamp trading using the internet, although it's more complicated. It's always a good idea to know the person on the other end of the trade, especially if you can't see the stamps before the deal. If you don't know the other person, start small with inexpensive items, or ask if he or she is a member of a national stamp collecting society, and then check to make sure. Some of the people seeking trades on the internet are from countries with repressive governments that won't allow their citizens to send money outside their borders. They offer their country's stamps for yours, but beware, there's probably no recourse if they don't send anything in return. And don't forget to figure in the cost of postage to determine whether the trades are worth it. In any trade, you may also need to agree in advance on which catalog or price guide to use as the basis for the trades. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, and possibly to find a trading partner, visit virtualstampclub.com.